ma'am.
Hey, did you get them?
Yeah, and I called you back, but you were supposed to call me back because you were on the phone.
Nobody told me that you called.
Scott.
How long ago was that?
God, that was hours ago.
Maybe he did, and I got tied up. I don't know.
Don't worry about it.
He did. He did.
They're fine. The color is good. Just one is that much bigger than the other. I don't know if they're going to fit in the setting or not, because you took the pendant with the tanzanite, so when it comes back, I'll let you know. But he may just want to make something brand new and two exact size stones, but we'll worry about that when it happens. He'll be back Monday or Tuesday, and I'll let you know what's going on next week.
What size
One's a 16-pointer, and the other one's like a 23-pointer, 29-pointer, something like that. Hold on. I got them right here.
Yeah, one's a 34 and one's a 29.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, they're within the millimeters that, I mean.
Yeah, no, they're within the millimeters of what will probably work.
Yeah.
But I don't know until the pendant is back in my hands.
Got it. Yeah. Very good. All right. So,
okay.
Yeah, and that's my fault. I got tied up with another customer. Sorry.
No, don't worry about it. It's perfectly fine. It's not like, you know, you're running away or I'm never going to talk to you again.
So you want to hear, like, do you have a quick minute to hear a story?
I got all day. We haven't done a goddamn thing.
Oh. So this, I couldn't believe it. So I have a store in Pennsylvania. And it's just the owner and his full-time associate. So it's only the two of them. And the owner was on vacation last week. So he's like, don't send me diamonds until Monday for Tuesday or Tuesday for Wednesday. So no problem. So the diamonds came in, and I called him today to verify, to make sure that, you know, when the customer's coming in, that he liked them, yada, yada, or if he needs to adjust. And he's like, sorry, the store has just been a disaster. And I'm like, is everything all right? He goes, yeah, hold on. Let me go to my office so I can talk to you. I'm like, okay. He's like, there's a customer in here, but it's okay. I'm like, okay. He's like, you know, Tracy, who works for me? And I said, yeah. He said, well, last week when she was in the store working by herself, she gets a phone call from this random woman, and the woman says, she says, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that you and your husband were married, but I've been dating your husband for the past 4 years.
Oh, shit.
Right. So they looked up who this woman was and everything. Somehow they found out who she was. Come to find out, she's a blind stripper. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
A blind stripper?
Yes.
Why can't I ever find one of those?
I go, what? He goes, yeah, she's got, like, she's got a scene. I know. She's got an app on her phone that reads her text messages and all this other stuff. And I'm, like, dying laughing. I'm like, what the, like, how is that even possible? And so he's, like, telling me, and he's like, I felt bad for her, you know, and everything. He goes, but the county that, he's like, have you ever heard of this county? I'm like, no. He's like, okay, it's, like, northern Pennsylvania borderline. It's right on the border of Pennsylvania and New York. He said it's, like, where a lot of hunters go. They have cabins and stuff. He goes, so you can imagine how kind of rough this area is, he said. But, yeah, she's been dating his associate's wife for 4 years, never knew anything, and she's been married to the guy for 16 years. He's like, she is at the divorce attorney's today. So he's like, I'm by myself. He goes, but have you ever heard of such a thing? I'm like, no. I'm like, how does that even work? Like,
I don't understand how that would work at all. And obviously this guy is weird as hell, because why would you do that with a blind person?
Well, I mean, they need love too, I guess. But, like...
Yeah, but...
I wonder if you got some weird obsession. I don't know. And, like, does she go on the stage looking for the pole with her walking stick? Does she bring on her scene high dog? I mean, I have so many questions. Oh, my God. I was telling
Keep them to yourself, because you may lose a customer.
Oh, no. Him and I were dying laughing. I felt bad for her. Yeah, don't get me wrong. But I'm, like, trying to just... Like, how does that even work? So then I was telling my one security guard here, and him and I were dying laughing. He goes, yeah, she probably picks out, like thinks she's picking out one costume, like one outfit, and it's completely not what it's supposed to be, you know? Like,
or maybe she thinks she's getting dressed, but she's not.
Or, like, she, like, puts on, she thinks they're, like, thigh highs and they're, like, tube socks, you know, from, like, the 1970s.
Crazy.
I know, but, oh, my gosh. Yeah, so I asked one of my other jewelers, and she's in Las Vegas, to go, have you ever heard of such a thing? She's like, I've never heard of that. Never. Like, I don't know how you would do that. How do you not fall off the stage, number one? Like, how do you find the pole? Like, that's got to be so weird. Like, and can you imagine if she went to go give you a lap dance? She's like feeling all over for where you're at.
Other than fields, that would be the only thing she'd be able to know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, think about it. Like, and how does she know that she's getting real money?
And this guy's been dating her for 4 years.
Evidently, yeah. Yeah. Crazy, huh?
Crazy. And is this guy a hunter? Is that how they met, maybe?
I'm guessing. I have no idea. No idea. I didn't want to get into too many details, but...
Yeah, you're going to have to find out a bunch of stuff about this one.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my gosh. He's like, well, I can't tell you much more because I have a customer, but I'll call you later. I'm like, okay. I'm like... What the hell? I've never, ever in my life. Oh, my God.
That's
too
a
funny.
Riot. I got to remember that one.
So now you're going to be going to, you're going to Google, like.
Yeah, blind. The vacuum cleaner just quit, so I got to lower the voice. Yeah, I'll Google blind strippers and see what comes up.
Probably in L.A., I can imagine. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, all right. Well, have a good day. I'll talk to you.
You too.
And now you're probably, you're going to have dreams of that now, probably.
No. Maybe of you, but not of that.
Oh, gosh. You never know. Like, it would be something weird.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.